This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City Council will officially vote on a proposed ordinance change to postpone the implementation of paid on-street parking in the downtown area on Tuesday. The ordinance change was introduced for a first reading at the City Council's meeting earlier this month, seeking to push the start of paid on-street parking from June 1st to August 1st. City officials say the delay is due to the fact that the paid parking kiosks are not ready yet. The change to paid on-street parking in the downtown area comes as the city seeks to increase revenue amid a projected budget deficit next year. The city also voted to approve increasing the vehicle registration fee, or wheel tax, last year in pursuit of that same goal. Regardless of the delayed implementation for the change, officials from the organization Downtown Eau Claire are still working to prepare local residents. The organization launched a new website to share details on where to park and how to use the paid parking kiosks. Their hope is making that information more accessible will ensure residents continue to visit the downtown Eau Claire area and patronize local businesses. The Eau Claire City Council will also vote on a resolution authorizing the purchase of land for a new brush site on Tuesday. The city will consider purchasing about 22 acres of land off Highway 12 and Vollendorf Lane at $25,000 per acre for a total of over $500,000. City officials say the current brush site on Jeffers Road was built before the area was fully developed, and now nearby residents are reporting complaints about dust and noise. If the resolution is approved, the new brush site could be opened as early as next year. The Eau Claire Police Department is reminding residents about bear safety after a black bear was seen sniffing around the downtown area. According to a social media post, a curious black bear approached the window of the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library on Thursday, briefly exploring the area before going back towards the woods. Eau Claire Police Department officials are reminding residents that bears are more active around this time of year, and if residents come across one, they should stay well out of its way and avoid interacting with it. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers is formally requesting a federal disaster declaration from President Trump for the damaging storms and floods from April. Wisconsin Emergency Management and FEMA estimate damages from April's storm at over $27 million. That includes assessments on over 1,000 residential properties and infrastructure damage. Evers is requesting public assistance for people in 19 counties and the Oneida Nation, public assistance for emergency work and infrastructure repairs. There's no timeline for a response to the state's request for federal assistance. The State Patrol will be watching drivers from the air this week in several parts of the state. Troopers plan flyovers on highways in Portage, Washera, Jefferson, Manitowoc, Eau Claire, and Door counties. From the air, pilots can spot speeding and aggressive driving more easily, then alert officers on the ground to make stops. The agency says the goal is to prevent dangerous behavior, not just hand out tickets. Officials also note they're announcing the patrols to encourage drivers to slow down and follow the rules. Home prices in Wisconsin are continuing to rise. A report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association shows the median price of homes increased 6.3% year over year in April, with a typical home costing $340,000. Home sales were still up 7.4% during the same time period due to a slightly lower mortgage rate. Experts say available housing needs to increase 62% to reach a balanced market. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers and the Cardinals tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game two of the Brewers and Cards. Game one yesterday was all about the Miz. Jeff Levering.
Struck him out. High heat at 103, first K of the day for Miz.
I mean, he's swinging when the ball's in the glove.
Burleson swings and misses. 103 again.
The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski threw 100 pitches in 7 innings on the way to a 5-1 win against St. Louis. 57 of those pitches over 100 miles per hour, a new major league record. Mizorowski asked, has he been working on his endurance?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, in the offseason, that was the focus. And, I think it came out better on the other side. So, yeah, I do feel stronger, but nothing crazy.
Did you have fun today?
Yeah, of course. It's always fun. I mean, it's always fun to play baseball.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It was magnificent. One of the best performances I've seen in a long time.
Lefty Kyle Harrison gets the start tonight from Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon into this evening. Our high today in the low 90s. Tonight, evening thunderstorms, then partly cloudy, 61 tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high once again near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.